Track 6.
第六音轨。
Reading with picture books.
绘本世界读文学。
Page 36 to page 43.
第36页到第43页。
William Shakespeare, a renowned English playwright. William Shakespeare.
著名的英国剧作家。
William Shakespeare was an English poet, playwright, and actor, often widely praised as the world's greatest playwright. Shakespeare's exact date of birth is unknown. We only know that he was baptized in 1564 in Stratford-upon-Avon, England.
Shakespeare's success grew through the 1590s. He joined an acting group in London called Lord Chamberlain's Men, which often played for royalty.
Along with acting and writing, Shakespeare also was involved with the business of the theater. Unlike most famous artists of his time, Shakespeare's talent made people recognize him and brought him wealth. Lord Chamberlain's Men performed at a theater built on land owned by Giles Allen. Although the group owned the theater, when the land's lease expired in 1597, Giles refused to let them perform and planned to tear down the theater.
So they moved to a new theater called the Globe Theater, near the River Thames. Shakespeare invested in the theater and wrote as many plays as possible.
The Globe Theatre was the only thatched roof building in London. With no roof over the central yard, the theatre was open air, so audiences could watch performances in all kinds of weather.
At the time, women couldn't be actors. Women's roles were played by men. And more surprisingly,Many audiences couldn't read or write. So colored flags were used outside the theater to show the type of play that was being performed. A comedy, white flag, a tragedy, black or dark flag, or a history, red flag.
The plays of Shakespeare were grouped into three categories: histories, tragedies, and comedies.Let's check out the characteristics of each type.
Histories were stories about England's past, like Henry IV and Richard III. Tragedies told unhappy tales, which often had sad endings, like King Lear and Romeo and Juliet. Comedies, on the other hand, often had happy endings, like A Midsummer Night's Dream.And Twelfth Night. Though Shakespeare lived 400 years ago, his plays are still performed today.
Shakespeare died in 1616 at the age of 52. He was buried below the altar of Holy Trinity Church in Stratford-upon-Avon.
Surprisingly, there is a curse on Shakespeare's grave. Actually, the curse was written himself to warn people not to disturb his final resting place.
Key words:
playwright, praise, baptize, success, business, recognize, wealth, own.Expire, refuse, invest, central, audience, comedy, tragedy, category, characteristic, past, ending, below, alter, warn.Disturb.
听完这篇内容，我们来做做看以下的题目吧。
Challenge the exam. 1. What group did Shakespeare join in London? A. Lord Chamberlain's men. B. The King's actors. C. The royal players. 2. What was special about Lord Chamberlain's men? A. They only performed tragedies. B. They often performed for royalty. C. They were all women. 3. What made Shakespeare different from other artists of his time? A. He gained both fame and wealth. B. He painted portraits. C. He worked as a king's servant. 4. What was the new theater called? A. The Globe Theater. B. The Royal Theater. C. The Swan Theater. 5. What was unique about the Globe Theater's roof? A. It was covered in gold. B. It was made of glass. C. It was thatched. 6. How did people know what type of play was being performed? A. By colored flags outside the theater. B. By posters on the wall. C. By reading newspapers. 7. What color of flag represented a tragedy? A. White flag. B. Black or dark flag. C. Red flag. 8. What did red flags represent? A. A history play. B. A comedy. C. A tragedy. 9. Which play is an example of a tragedy? A. A Midsummer Night's Dream. B. Romeo and Juliet. C. Twelfth Night. 10. Where was Shakespeare buried? A. Holy Trinity Church in Stratford-upon-Avon. B. Westminster Abbey in London. C. St. Paul's Cathedral. 11. What does royalty mean in the article? A. Members of a royal family. B. Audience. C. Rich merchants. 12. What does comedy mean in the article? A. A historical drama. B. A story about war. C. A play with a happy ending.